Anthony Rendon of the Los Angeles Angels. He will miss the rest of the season after undergoing surgery to address a right wrist injury. The team announced yesterday that Rendon re-aggravated a previous wrist injury during Tuesday's game between the Angels and the Dodgers. He's not played for the Angels since. He will undergo season-ending surgery to repair his right wrist early next week. The Tampa Bay Lightning are still in the hunt for the Stanley Cup after defeating the Avalanche in Denver last night by a score of 3-2. The Lightning trail the Avalanche in the best of seven series by 3-2 now, but the series now heads back to Tampa for Game 6 tomorrow night.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 90, partly cloudy overnight, low 69, chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 89. Monday showers likely, maybe a thunder shower. Mostly sunny, a little bit cooler, high 76 Tuesday, sunny 78 Wednesday, sunny, and a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 89 degrees in Beaver County, 84 in Butler, 84 in Washington, 85 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 85 degrees. From Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is Mike Kerb in the Waterfall with the theme to American Bandstand. It's going to take us to news time. Jay Thurber. You're tuned to Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The gun culture has now possessed everyone all the way up to even to the Supreme Court.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is calling for a special legislative session after the Supreme Court struck down a law in her state, placing certain limitations on open carry. Supporters argue the ruling protects the right of self-defense. Vice President Kamala Harris echoed Hochul's concerns.
It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
Meanwhile, the Senate broke the filibuster on a gun control deal, clearing the way for passage as early as today. 15 Republicans joined all 50 Democrats to move forward on the legislation, which faces GOP opposition in the House. Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia called it gun control.
The Senate is recklessly moving forward with their gun-grabbing legislation, thereby moving our nation down a dangerous path of peril and lawlessness. Let me be clear, the Senate package is not a compromise. It's gun control.
After mass shootings in New York and Texas, a bipartisan group of senators developed the compromise measure to toughen background checks, incentivize states to pass red flag laws, which allow a court to temporarily remove firearms from a person believed to be in danger to themselves or others, and invest in school safety, mental health, and violence prevention programs. Three Justice Department officials testify before the January 6th committee. Republican Adam Kinzinger questioned former acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue about Trump's plan to fire Jeffrey Rosen, the acting Attorney General, and install Jeffrey Clark, who was willing to use federal government powers to help overturn the 2020 election.
The president said, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressmen. So, Mr. Donahue, that's a direct quote from President Trump, correct?
That's an exact quote from the president, yes.
Testimony also revealed at least six Republican lawmakers asked for a presidential pardon for their role in attempting to overturn election results, including Mo Brooks of Alabama, who defended the request, saying Democrats would abuse the judicial system. The Biden administration met with big oil as it faces pressure over gas prices averaging nationally just under $5 a gallon. Both sides said the talks were constructive, but no solutions were reached. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm called for collaboration with the industry to strengthen the country's energy security for the long haul.
The only way out of these boom and bust cycles is to break that sole reliance, and that means diversifying our fuel sources by deploying clean energy.
New data from Ballotpedia revealed there were 152 recall efforts against 240 officials in the first half of this year, a small decline from last year. 20 officials were removed from office, and the target of most recall efforts were school board and city council members. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
News and music. That's Future Sonic Radio, 90-1360.
Shines her light on the city nights, and I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Join me, we got
On Radio 9. Fulfills our Canadian content requirement for this quarter hour. It's 2:07, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber, rocking and rolling and barely controlling. Chasing the blues just minutes from news. Rocking and rolling and paying our dues. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of quality time with me here on a Saturday afternoon. Don't forget you can check in on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show or at 412-385-7450. Support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant for the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. From donations from Strifler Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, contributions from Finney Family Funeral Homes in Clareton, Trevoseburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, and donations from folks just like you. You can go to TubeCityOnline.com and click the donate link if you'd like to support what we do down here. Thank you.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Thurber!
Come on now, get a smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh. Don't love me.
Yardbirds on Radio 9. A little bit of smooth yacht rock for you. Now, bring in those synthesizers. Which doobie you be? It's the Doobie Brothers on Radio 9.
The Doobie Brothers room, please. And I'll speak with any doobie who do be in.
Hello there. I be Roger Thomas. Which doobie you be?
I loved that show, in part because I was a nerdy kid with glasses and Roger was a nerdy kid with glasses. That was what's happening. I'm Jay Thurber. What is happening? The oldies are what's happening. It's Booker T and the MGs. Thank you.
He's great to work with. If there were a premium to be paid on bad ideas, I'd want drilling rights to his head.
Brothers here on Radio 9. We've got new music coming your way from Judah and the Lions, so stay tuned for that. We're also going to check your full-time Radio 9 forecast in less than 3 minutes. This, of course, the great, the fantastic Mr. Stevie Wonder on Radio 9. King of 70s music there, Stevie Wonder on Radio 9 at 2:22. Much more music time. New music from Judah and the Lion coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 forecast. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturday afternoons at 5, it's time for Chop Shop on 88.3 WRCT. And then stay tuned for mutations, prosthetics, moths in your mixers, ants in your pants, and bats in your belfry. Radio, free radio with Steve at 6 o'clock on WRCT Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. Tube City Online Radio at 5 o'clock. It's the Kirsten and Amber Show. Two great friends get back and reunite to recreate the college radio that they remember from the 1990s. Kirsten and Amber coming up at 5 on Tube City Online Radio. And then at 6 o'clock, you love the Beatles? I bet there's a lot that you don't know about the Beatles, and you'll find out about it on the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. That's at 6 on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Yep.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
The weather outside today is sunny and hot with a high near 90. Partly cloudy. I don't know why I'm doing Walter Cronkite all of a sudden. Partly cloudy overnight, low 69. Chance of showers on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 89. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, low 64. Monday, mostly cloudy skies on Monday with a shower and possibly a thunderstorm and a high of 76. Tuesday, sunny, 78. Wednesday, sunny and a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 89 right now in Beaver County. It's 84 in Washington, 85 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 85 right now with new music from Judah and the Lion.
They say that death and taxes are the two sure things in life, and it's a filthy pattern when we come to realize they were right. Maybe that's why we're screaming on the interstate. They say when life gets heavy, try and keep our head alive. There's over 7 billion of us just trying to find some peace of mind. Just need to scream. To scream.
Round and round and round we go. Turn the TV on and then you'll know why 7 billion of us are just about to explode. Round and round and round we go. Turn the TV on and then you'll know why 7 billion of us are just about to explode. Round I
to scream.
New music there from Judah and the Lion on Radio 9.
This is Tiger Radio. It's the one that's on the go. Wonderful.
Tube City on my radio.
That's the Association on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't know what your name is either. Coming up at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for smooth, relaxing, and easy on most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Gigapus broadcasting system. Those being 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. We're going to check your radio calendar in just a couple of minutes. We also have some news you can't possibly use. A little while ago in the show, we played Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited. Here's Barbara Acklin with some words for the song. It's 2:31. Thanks so much for listening today to Radio 9.
Thank you.
Jimmy Gordon with a little something called Buzz on Radio 9. Here's Herman's Hermit.
RCT.
Sometimes I dance, baby.
sometimes a day. Baby, 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 day. They call me the woman Helen. They call me the woman Helen. But you can bet you haven't seen nothing yet until you see me do the Jean Chandler.
From 1968, the Duke Earl ripping the roof off the dump on Radio 9.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Now, anti-disestablishmentarianism brings you the radio calendar for today, June 25th, 2022. The pickings on the WRCT music calendar are pretty slim, actually. So we'll try to find a few things to talk about. The Carnegie Science Center is visiting the Carnegie Library of McKeesport on Fridays in July, beginning July 1st at 1 p.m. Register in advance as space is limited. Also coming up in July at the Carnegie Library, Saturday, July 2nd at 11 a.m., it's Independence Day Crafts. At 2 p.m. on July 12th, it's the World War II Foot Locker Program. July 11th through July 14th, the McKeesport Community Newsroom is presenting summer stories featuring stories by teenagers. Thursday, July 28th at 2 o'clock, the Carnegie Science Center will visit the White Oak branch of the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. For more information, mckeesportlibrary.org, or call and register at 412-672-0625. The Farmers and Vendors Market in West Newton continues through October. Tuesdays from 3 until 7 p.m. That's at 108 East Main Street. For more information, call 724-518-4344. Boy, there's just not a whole lot on the calendar. I don't understand why, since it's summertime. Maybe just everybody's out doing stuff. Pittsburgh City Parks presenting its annual Movies in the Parks this summer. Movies are being shown outdoor in various parks around the city, including Schenley Plaza, Flagstaff Hill, and Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. July 1st at Arsenal Park, it's the Mitchells versus the Machine. For more information, pittsburghpa.gov/events. And here's the music calendar for today. Saturday, June 25th, at 6 o'clock tonight at Preserving Underground, it's Brick by Brick. At 6 o'clock at Stage AE, it's the Clarks and Sun King Warriors. At 7:30, at Songspace at First Unitarian Church, it's the Early Maze with Old Whitetail. At 8 o'clock tonight at Club Cafe, William Matheny with Gabriella Salvucci. And at 9 o'clock at Thunderbird, it's Be Gay, Do Crime. If you missed any of those, Go to WRCT.org and click on that events link. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, I will be at the Arsenal Lanes in Lawrenceville for a Sunday night oldies party, trying desperately to look famous and desperately to look important. So if you are in the neighborhood, please do stop down. There is, however, a cover charge, and it is 21 and over. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email radio-calendar@WRCT.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature, of course, of WRCT and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the commissioner of the National League. Yes? How about now?
On a boat in a tree,
yeehaw!
On the beach at Waikiki, keep a radio with you so your ears can see.
I remember when Mary Lou said you want to walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her. Said this frog's for you. She said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I wanna be loved by you.
Ain't you cool? Said, do you remember when, and would you like to get together again? She said, I'll see you after school. I was shy so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles. But she said, come on over here. I was nervous as my guest, still looking for something to slip down her dress, and she said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
You fool, you fool.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I wanna be loved by you.
Jim Stafford, Spiders and Snakes. We will have news you can't possibly use right after this important message.
Hi, my name is Jalen.
And my name is Josiah.
We are in fourth grade at Propel McKeesport.
We think it's cool to care, and so do the people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh.
The people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh work to help people stop drinking by solving their common problems and helping others to recover from alcoholism.
The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. More information is available at 412-471-7472 or at pghaa.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh. Another example of people who know it's cool to care.
Today's installment of News You Can't Possibly Use comes from the Funny Old World column in this week's Private Eye. Today's story comes to us from Shanghai in China, where according to the South China Morning Post, all students at Shanghai University must learn to swim before they can finish their bachelor's degree and graduate, because swimming is considered an essential survival skill and improves physical fitness. Unfortunately, according to the South China Morning Post, all swimming classes and all facilities are currently closed and suspended due to COVID-19 lockdowns. Therefore, the university says, to ensure that students can still graduate, they have decided to require students to conduct their swimming tests online. All students are required to take their 50-meter swimming test by participating online from home, even if they don't have a swimming pool. Now, this initiative by Shanghai University has attracted widespread criticism and mockery and triggered a wave of disbelief in China. One student asked, quote, "Is this what they mean by surfing the internet?" Another student posted a video on TikTok showing him participating in the swimming test at Shanghai University by jumping from his nightstand onto his bed while wearing goggles and a bathing suit. The dean's office at Shanghai University is unrepentant, the newspaper says. It insists all students must complete their swimming test online by logging into the campus network and answering the online swimming questions. From the Funny Old World column in Private Eye, that's news you can't possibly use for this week in June 2022. Sports and weather coming up next. Diane Ray, Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard at 2:55. Much more music time. 5 minutes to go until the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to close out things today with Franz Ferdinand. New music here coming your way.
Your front row center at the ball game. And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to. Then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Pirates at this hour are playing the Tampa Bay Rays in St. Petersburg. Right now in the top of the sixth, the Pirates leading the Rays by a score of 5-3. Pirates lost to the Rays in extra innings last night by a score of 4-3. It took 10 innings. Pirates batters struck out 17 times last night at Tropicana Field. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees have avoided an arbitration hearing by agreeing to a $19 million one-year contract. And Toronto Blue Jays hitting coach Guillermo Martinez has been suspended for 5 games and fined by Major League Baseball for a confrontation with umpire Doug Eddings. Last night, Miami beat Colorado 3-2. It was Atlanta over San Francisco 7-6. The Dodgers over the Reds 10-5. Milwaukee over St. Louis 6-4. And the Phillies beat San Diego 6-2. Tampa Bay Lightning are still alive in the Stanley Cup Finals. Last night, they defeated the Avalanche by a score of 3-2 in Denver. Game 6 is Sunday night. The Lightning currently trailing the Avalanche in the best-of-seven series by 3-2.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot for the rest of the afternoon today, looking for a high near 90 overnight. It'll be a little bit warm, partly cloudy, low overnight, 69. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high of 89. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday night, low 64. Showers, likely, maybe a thunderstorm. Mostly sunny on Monday, high 76. Tuesday, sunny 78. Wednesday, sunny and a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 91 in Beaver County, 85 in Butler, 88 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 88 degrees with new music from Franz Ferdinand. On Radio 9.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Stay tuned for Eric O'Brien and Smooth, the Relaxing and Easy at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. All right, Eric and Ernie, let's sing our song and then go home.
Any tears, let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Cherish me as much as I cherish you.